Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch, where if you touch my life, you will get a fresh touch. I am your host and author, Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am a practicing believer who practiced living the Word of God. I'm in love with the Word, y'all. I love God's Word, and I love dressing in it. I'm practicing dressing in His Word, so that when that time comes, I won't have no problems. I remember the late missionary Monroe, and she would say that when she's getting ready to leave here, she didn't want to see no emergency crews on the job for her. And in other words, I don't want anything stopping me from making it to heaven. So I want to practice now, because you know when the emergency time, you really don't have time to go back and get ready, get dressed. You're right there. It's happening then. And so we want to be able to just relax and say, Lord, just like we said other times, have your way. And so I don't want anything stopping me or hindering my reward. I want to hear the Lord say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in and take your seat. So that's why I'm practicing now. And what just came to mind is Noah. He kept telling the children of Israel that it was going to rain. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. Come on in. Come on. Get it together. Come on. It's going to rain. But they did not hear him. But did he stop building the ark? No, he did not. He kept right on building that ark. And when it began to rain, you know, they were still partying. They were still doing their own thing instead of preparing for the time that God is coming back to claim his own. He's not coming back to get us ready, but he's coming back this time because we are ready. So while it's we're in peace times, so to speak, let us prepare now for when war comes. We are already ready. Then all we have to continue to say is, Lord, have your way. So that's why I am a practicing believer, practicing living the Word of God, practicing the God habit. See, I want to be so filled with the way he do things. So this is my life. The Word of God is my life. I want to have the God habit. That's my habit. having the God habit, doing it God's way. And the only way for me to know that is to get into his word. Get into his word. What is God saying about it? How is he saying that I should do this and that and whatever it is? What does God say about it? So I practice the God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. And I don't want none. Like I say, I don't want to see that emergency crew on the shore when I am crossing over. But I want to just hear those words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in and get your reward. My God. So I carry out my divinely appointed position as a customer service agent for Jesus, servicing the souls of people I meet as I live my journey of purpose. I know who I am, and I know whose I am. And I'm not confused about it, but I magnify God that he let me know that I am a customer service agent for him, and that what I do is encourage, service the souls of God's people, to let them know about him. He has called me, and he has anointed me to share the good news about him with you and you and you and you. For every one of us, we need to know the more about Jesus. All right, you can see that I'm excited about what the Lord is doing and what he has given me to share. I'm encouraged about that. What about you? I want you to be encouraged in the Lord. And the best way to do that is to get into his word. Find out who you are in the Lord, and then walk that path. Walk in the word. Walk in it. He said not only are we to pray and know about it, but we are to live in the Spirit. Live there. Live there. It is a beautiful journey. So when situations come up in our lives, we don't have to get all out of sorts, but because we are dwelling in that secret place of the Most High, God will give us just how. And we've already started our day with him. He'll give us how to handle it. His wisdom and his knowledge, his understanding, it lives within us because we have him, the Holy Ghost, God, Jesus. We have the Holy Trinity living on the inside of us. We're in connection with God and with Jesus because of the Holy Ghost. Now, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, well, you need to be seeking for it. You need to be asking God to fill me, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. We have a beautiful, beautiful topic for you on today that I do pray that will encourage you the more on your journey. And that topic is today, what you don't know can hurt you. What you don't know, it can hurt you. Now, we've always said that what you don't know can't hurt you. Oh, but when it comes to the word, and that's what I'm talking about, what you don't know can hurt you. Well, all right then. Well, let's just have a word of prayer before we get into this topic on today. Talking about what we don't know can hurt us, can hurt you, can hurt me. And I want you to come go with me in this word of prayer. And whatever is going on in your life, if you have not realized that, that if you don't have the Lord in your life like you want him or like you should, or don't have him at all, come go with me in prayer and let's talk to the Lord about it on today and ask God if he would come in. Come in, take up residence, and live within us. Live with us in our everyday life, and he'll do just that. Now, I'm going to touch and agree with you for God to do whatever it is that you need because he already knows. He already knows because he knows the plans that he has for us and that it is that we should prosper and to get things done on his program so he can get things done on ours. Now, Lord, we thank you and we magnify you, God, on this Wednesday, the 1st of June afternoon, God. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us to get here, God. Half the year, Lord, half the year has already gone by, God. But you saw fit, Lord, to bless us this day, God, that we be here, God, in the name of Jesus, and we are excited about it, God. We are happy about you blessing us, God, to be here, God, and we thank you for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now we come asking, God, that you would forgive us, first of all, if we have done, said, thought, acted, in any way, God, that has displeased you, God, with us, God. For you say that if we please you, God, if our ways please you, God, that we can ask anything, God, and you, God, would do it for us, Lord. Father, we come asking in the name of Jesus. You said we have not because we ask not. And then when we ask amiss. But we come asking today, God, in confidence, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come asking in confidence, God, in the name of Jesus, for you, God, to dwell in our lives. Come on in, God. We invite you in, Lord. We invite you to come in and sit with us, God. Sup with us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For we need you, God. We find out, God, that we need you, Lord, and we can't do it without you, God. We can't live this life, God, without you, God, in the name of Jesus. It's too much for us to handle on our own, God. But with you, God, in our lives, we can do anything, anything, God. It's possible with you, God, in our lives, Lord. And we thank you for that right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, I ask for my sister and my brother, God. I agree with them. I touch and I agree with them, Lord, that whatever that need is, whatever the problem is, God, that you are a problem solver, God. There is no problem, not one, God, that you can't solve. In the name of Jesus, and I agree, God, and I ask that you would help my sister and help my brother, Lord. Touch them right now, God, that they open up, Lord, and they let you in, God, in the name of Jesus, and that you would give them, God, the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding of where to go from here. You, God. In the name of Jesus, lead out, God. You said for us to be like the riders of the Greyhound bus, to ride and leave the driving to you, God. And that's exactly what we want to do, God. And we thank you and we magnify you right now, God. We thank you for your anointing, God, of this program on today, Lord. You said if we would lift you up, God, that you would draw all men unto you, Lord. We're looking to you to draw, God, in the name of Jesus, from the north, from the south, from the east and from the west, that people, God, will just listen in and be encouraged. Oh, God, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, God, for your anointing on this broadcast today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Nobody like you, God. Thank you for it, God. Thank you for your power, Lord Jesus. Now, God, we ask that you would go into the nursing homes. Go into the hospitals, God. Go into the homes of your people, Lord, that have been calling on you, God. Some all night long, God, called on you, God, to touch, Lord, in that home, God. Go there, Lord, in the name of Jesus and anointed God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke everything, God, that's not like you, God. We rebuke it now, God, that spirit of depression, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke it now, God. In your name, God, in the name of Jesus, let the Lord in. Let him in. Let him in. Let the Lord in that place that we just rebuked. Depression. Let him in. Come on in, Jesus. Come on in, God. Have your way in my life in the name of Jesus. We rebuke sickness in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Healing. Come in. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for healing. Deliverance. Come in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, right now, God, in your most holy name, God. We pray that you would look on the sick everywhere, God, that you would look on the saints everywhere, the saints that are in Detroit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless them while they're there, God. Courage their hearts, Lord. Let them catch that hope that they went looking for, God, that encouragement, God, that they're searching for, God, in the name of Jesus. Let it be, God. And we thank you, Lord. Look on our bishop, God, our Bishop Blake and our Bishop Eagleheart, God. Look on our my pastor, Lord, Elder Mitchell, God. Look on the elders and look on the ministers, the missionaries, God, the lay people, Lord. Help us to be, God, about your business, God. We're your representatives, God. Have mercy, Lord, on us, God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, that we get a job done, God, on your program, God. This is your program, God, in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord, that we come together as one, Lord, to get it done, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you right now. Thank you for this prayer, God. Thank you for the mind to pray, God. The desire to serve you, God. And we give glory in you, Lord. And Father, you said that we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you, God, would direct us. Thank you for direction on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Thank God for prayer on this afternoon. For prayer is always in order. And we thank God for the mind to pray, that the desire is to please the Lord. My desire is to please God. And I thank him for that. Now, if you have a prayer request, and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave that request there. Now, if you have an event, and you would like for me to come and encourage people at your event, you can go to my email address, which is mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Or if you have a testimony of what the Lord has already done or what he's doing for you right now. And you would like to share that testimony. Thank you, Lord. You can call me right now at 347-850-8928. And you can share that testimony of what the Lord is doing for you. Now, if you're not able to hear the broadcast live, you can go into Block Talk Radio, www.blocktalkradio.com /fabulousfreshtouch, and you can download and listen to the broadcast, all of the archives. A few months ago, the Lord blessed me to have done my 100th episode right here on Block Talk Radio. And I magnify God for that, because when I began, I had no idea that I would be as encouraged as I am doing this on God's program, and I am loving it. So you can archive, go to the archives, and you can get any of the ones, the messages that I have done, and I thank God for that. So, and I'm also an author. If you can check it out, this also on my website, the archive messages, also the books that the Lord has blessed me to write, and they will take you right to Amazon.com, where you can purchase one if you would like. So today we are talking about what you don't know can hurt you. And like I said earlier, we've always said, had that saying, that what you don't know can't hurt you. That's the world saying. But I don't know in all instances if that is always true. But I know that in the Word of God, what we don't know, it can hurt us. But I find, and that's what I find when it comes to the Word of God, that it can hurt us. What you don't know can hurt you. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people," we're talking about God's people, "my people," he says, "are destroyed." So you hear that word, destroyed, for a lack of knowledge. So what we don't know can hurt us. We can stay so down or look at it as God wants us to stay poor and needy for the rest of our lives. And that's not what he say in his word. Do we believe the report? Do we believe what God says? We're going to have to believe the word so that God can bring it to pass in our lives. He said, I just read this a few weeks ago, and it just encouraged my heart the more. He said that he be looking for his word to perform it in our lives. Don't you like that? God be watching for his word so that he can bring it to pass. So, but if you don't know that, it can hurt you because you're not going to do what you don't know to do. But if you know that God, he be looking for his word to carry it out, whatever it is that you've asked, if you believe in God like I am, for healing, continuous healing in my body, well, My scripture is Proverbs 4, and I like all of that, but that 20th verse, it stands out with me, where he said that he that findeth his word, he that findeth the word of God, he that findeth it, findeth that word and know that, stand on it, believe it, have confidence in it. He that findeth the word of God, findeth life, findeth life and, excuse me, life and health to all. He did not say some, but he said all of my flesh. Life and health to all of my flesh. That means from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's got to fall in line. My body, to fall in line with the word of God, because God said it. God said it. And that settles it. Thank you, Lord. It's settled in heaven. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's settled in heaven that my flesh, life and health to it. You can't do better than that. The word of God. But he said, I will also reject thee because you rejected knowledge. Now, you know, we hear a lot of things, but to get in the word and know it for you is better than anything. Get in there and know it for yourself. Know the word for yourself. Know what God is saying to you. Know what God is saying to you. Excuse me. You see, I get so excited about the word of God, and I thank God for that. And, you know, like I said, for example, the children of Israel, an 11-day trip is what it should have been. But because of their disbelief, their disobedience, and they didn't believe what God was doing, that it turned into a 40-year trip. Don't let your journey turn into no more than it have to. Stop now. Stop it now. And get into the word of God and see what God has to say about who you are and your journey. Because he said he knows the plan that he has for you. Get to know him so he can let you know what those plans are that he has for you. Because what's for you, it is for you. But if you don't know that, it can hurt you. Until the next time, be blessed. Bye-bye.